Hi, this is Chanelle J. Wilson from East Oakland, California, and I'm excited to share with you my new single, Draw Near to Me, coming up next.
This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, here speaking. Phone lines are open. Please do call in. I have with me a singer-songstress, Chanelle J. Wilson. Are you with me this evening, Chanelle?
Yes, I am. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Tell us all where you're calling from.
I am calling from Northern California. I'm an East Bay girl outside of East Oakland.
All right. All right. Thank you for that information. Now, your bio is wonderful. You have so many talents and skills. Tell us all how your music journey began being a singer-songwriter.
I've been performing and writing songs and poetry since I was 13 and also been performing both in choirs and dance since the age of 3. And when around 13, I just started doing a lot more concentrated writing. And then when I got a little bit older, I started studying composition and song, actually songwriting and formatting. And I've always been studying it. And then I just decided to just start cataloging music. And that's kind of how I just shifted right into this position.
Okay. You play piano still?
I do. I do. I play piano. Basically, this is my chord progression for writing my material. And then also if I want to do like a small recital here or there. So I do.
Wow. You have a lot of skills and talent. Are you still dancing?
Not as much as I would like. I do still dance around the house, and I do like a couple of choreography ideas when I'm trying to animate and do different things, but not in performance anymore.
All
but
right.
I still have the craft.
Right. All right. That's all right. So this single, what inspired you to write this song, and how did you come up with the title of that song track?
The title was basically born out of the ending vamp, the Draw Near to Me.
Yeah.
I wrote it back in music school, actually, almost a decade ago. It was definitely inspired by Puppy Love. Nothing came about of that, Puppy Love.
Oh.
But I wanted to capture just how I was feeling in that moment. And
right.
I feel like the song has definitely evolved since I wrote it over 10 years ago. And now I give it more of a mature approach now, because now I'm definitely a lot more grown up than I was back then. I'm a mom. I've definitely had a very mature relationship. And so I'm definitely taking on a different form. It's evolved.
Well, it's an experience to learn from, and you got this song out of it.
Yes.
So how can anyone grab a hold of this track song on any music outlets online? Where at?
This song is on Spotify. You can stream it on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, and CD Baby.
All right. Thank you for that information. Do you have any other future music projects you can sneak and give us some peak details about?
Yes. Right now I am working on my EP project. I'm not giving out the name just yet, because we're going to do a nice little presentation on that online. But I will say the project is going to deal with conversations about conditional love and how it impacts humanity. And so we're just finishing it up. We're getting a little bit more, just a couple more recordings that we need to finish. And then we're going to be starting the mixing and mastering process pretty soon.
Wow. You're really on the path there. Can you go ahead and give our listeners out there and your followers and fans your website information and the social sites that you are listed on so they can follow up with you? Go ahead, please.
Yes, yes. My website is ChanelJWilson.com, and that's ChanelL, and then J Wilson. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Chanel J. Wilson, and that's still the same spelling, C-H-A-N-E-L-L. You can also find me on Facebook, and it's at Chanel J. Wilson Music, and still the same spelling, C-H-A-N-E-L-L.
Thank you for that information. All right, so, Chanel, what is that ultimate desire, what you wish your fans to get out of your music? Especially this new single, Draw Near to Me.
Inspiration overall. The song, I always tag it, Draw Near to Me, is an R&B jazz soul tune about getting close to the one you love. So I want them definitely to leave inspired, just with that groovy type of feeling. Just after you've heard something that, and it doesn't just have to be romantic love. It could be an excitement about anything that inspires you. So I just want them to definitely be inspired, have a little ear candy, because I know I do a lot in the background.
Yeah.
And then for my overall music, I always want to offer just creative motivation, creative inspiration, and definitely some type of perspective that can spark the next big thing, or that can spark something that will motivate someone to go do something great.
Right.
I'm always a very animated person, and I love just being around people. So, and I can be very peculiar and quirky at times, and I do reflect that in my music. And
well,
so
you're my kind of people. You're my kind of people. Y'all like sunflowers and sunshine, you know?
Yeah.
Positive energy. People want to suck it out of you.
Yeah.
I want to ask you that your YouTube channel is very interesting. You really have a spark there. I see that you did background vocals for an artist.
Yes.
Are you still doing performances like that, or do you have any scheduled performances coming up in your community?
I am starting to perform again now that we've released Draw Near to Me, my team and I, and then we're about to start the EP project. I've been doing a lot of background right now with my producer's band. He actually has two, he calls it the BNC. Right now that's the band's name. And they've been doing R&B neo soul tunes. And so I've been just providing background support for the lead vocalists that they'll have. Sometimes they'll do like a variety of different vocalists that'll come in. And so I've been doing that over the summer. Right now we are starting to work on my set. I do have one scheduled performance coming up at the end of September. When I get more information about confirming the dates, I'll definitely release that. But that's right now, that is what we're working on right now. It's just carving out more dates for my actual show and for this presentation for the EP that's coming up.
Right. And you will let your fans out there know about upcoming dates and performances on your website and your social pages?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Yes, okay. All right. Well, you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all those wonderful people that pulled you up and supported you during this journey with this first track. Go right ahead, Chanel.
Thank you so much. I just want to thank Bob Jacobs. He's the president of Alexis Records. That's the indie record label that I'm signed to. Alex Lanford is also one of the owners as well. Rick Hernandez was the executive producer on Draw Near to Me, and if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have been able to get it out there, so I'm really grateful for him. Christopher Patton is our associate producer, and he's also the overseer of all of my projects specifically. I work closely with him with both his company, My Media Services, as well as Brew Groove Productions. And so with that house, that's where we do a lot of the creative process, the songwriting, the refining of that as well. So I just want to give him a shout out. Hank Poetic Beats Marshall for the Soup Kitchen. He does all of our pre-production work. So as soon as I've done anything with my songwriting, it goes to him first, and he gives it that first overall producer commercially viable sound, something that can translate well to others. So I just want to give a shout out to him. Roy Graves is one of the writers on the track. Our general manager, Deja Patton, and then our media content personnel, Jamila Beaver. She handles all the pictures that you see online, any video, any editing. Jamila's right there. She's the one taking, and sometimes you don't even notice her. She's right there taking a picture or filming something and captures it. So we have that both for the YouTube channel and the Facebook as well. And that's my village, my family.
Oh, well, thank you for the shout out. We're going to give them a cheers and applause for supporting you all this time.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have never met you, you know?
Yeah.
You're always welcome to come back on the show with your new music projects. And thank you for coming on, spending your time, your participation on the show tonight. Let me spin your music and let me get to know a whole lot about you. And the listeners getting to know who you are and your music. So you are more welcome to, I'm going to ask you for words of encouragement. You have any advice to give?
Yes, I always tell new songwriters and artists to always refine your work. Never give up, of course, but when you do that first draft, take another look at that first draft. Make sure you're putting your best foot forward. Your creativity and your craft deserve that next look over. So always refine your craft. Once you've completed, you'll find yourself kind of standing out in a good way versus just putting that first thing out there. So that's the advice I always give new artists or new songwriters or someone just starting out. And then also just be about the business. It's also a business. So put that business head game on and get as much training and information as you can.
Right. That's most important. You got to treat it as a business. And thank you for that awesome advice. Thank you.
Yes.
If there's any other information you would like to give our listeners out there, go ahead as you please right now. I would like for you to give your website information again and your social site information again. Go ahead, Chanel.
Yes. You can find all of my information at my website at ChanelJWilson.com. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Chanel J. Wilson. That's C-H-A-N-E-L-L. And then also on Facebook at Chanel J. Wilson Music. You can check out the track on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, and CD Baby. And check out Draw Near to Me. It's a song about just getting close to the one you love.
Well, all right. Well, we're coming close to our showcase. Keep in touch with me with all your new music, Chanel, and you have a blessed evening. And I will play this track again. I love it so much.
Thank you so much.
You have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.